I have everything in life that delights me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I have everything in life that delights me. How often we chase after rainbows, chase after pots of gold, chase after things, and miss the opportunity to recognize all of the delights that are with us every moment of our life. Every moment of our life we have good opportunities that come our way and tell us how wonderful we are. We have good experiences that come our way to remind us just what a beautiful life we have. It all depends on whether we want to take the time to smell the roses. We feel that we are being rushed and pushed to accomplish certain things in life, and because we're feeling rushed and pushed, we do not slow down enough to recognize all of the good and beautiful things that are all around us. We have a tendency, when we drive our cars, to go to our familiar routes. We go to work, we go to school, we go to town, we go to the stores, we go various places. And these become so habitual for us that we no longer recognize the streets that we drive on. How beautifully paved they are, how beautifully set they are with flowers and with beautiful bushes and houses all around. We forget to see the beautiful people walking down the street. We forget to see the people walking with their dogs and walking with their children and walking with themselves and enjoying life. We only think of where we were and where we're going and how we're getting there. And then we become irritated because the traffic slows us down or because there's no traffic. Because when there's no traffic, then the stores are not busy and the clerks are not on duty and we are not able to make the purchases we want to make. I delight in every little thing that takes place in my life. As I drive anywhere, I delight in it. I don't make the drive a tedious thing. I make the experience a delightful thing. I look around as I drive along and I'm alert, aware, and awake of the other cars on the road. I'm aware of all of the things that are going on. I see the coyote who has run across the highway ahead of me. And I see him stopping at the edge of the road and looking up and down saying, "Well, I made it this time. That's beautiful." And I think to myself, "You lucky guy. You're just out doing your thing and having fun." And as I walk into the streets of town and I walk around the stores and I walk around the various places that I go to, I go slowly, not walking slowly, but I take my time to recognize what's going on around me. I take my time to recognize all of the beautiful things that are happening around me. I make myself part of that beautiful thing by being joyous. With a smile on my face, I say good morning to people. I remembered one incident where I was walking down some rather shoddy streets in New York where they were not the best part of town, and it wasn't the worst, but it was a tough part. And as I walked along, it was maybe 6:30 in the morning, a little before, and I was out for my morning walk and enjoying going wherever I was going. And as I walked along, I spoke to people, "Good morning, what a lovely day, nice to see you." And they would look at me, chagrin, and think to themselves, "Who's this idiot? Who's this person saying so bright and cheery, good morning, I'm a happy person?" Now that was the first morning. And I was there for a week. And the second morning I went out, I said, "Hey, I don't intend to greet people who are not greetable. I intend to greet people who are greeting themselves." And so I expected the people to respond harmoniously and joyfully, and they did. So the next morning, as I walked along, I said, "Good morning. Isn't this a great morning? This is a great morning." And they looked at me and they would smile. Yeah, yes, it is. It really is. And they would have that happiness on their face. And I'm sure that it started out their day in a very nice way. Whatever transpired in their life after that greeting was a lot better. I know it was for me, because everywhere I went, I said, good morning. I said, hello. I said, how are you today? I said, hey, that's a good-looking suit you got on there. My, you got good taste. Wow, this is wonderful. And everywhere I went, and the people responded in like, because people expected me to be. I have everything in life that delights me. People expected me to have everything in life that delights me. They expected to see me as a happy, joyous, wonderful person, doing the things that make me happy, doing the things that fulfill me in every beautiful way. And it is a joyful, beautiful way. It is a magnificent expression. It is a goodness that is all about me and all about you. Because it's where we really are. It's what really means something to us. I go around and I say I have everything in life that delights me. And then I look at everything that I have. And I say, I'm right. I have everything in life that delights me. No matter what I look at. I look at my car. And I drive it and I say, what a glorious vehicle this is. What a wonderful thing. I don't say, gee, I better take it in for its annual. I better take it in for this and that and the other thing. No, I just say, what a wonderful car I have. I take it in, I do these things, just as a matter of course, but for me in my mind, I have everything in life that delights me. Everything. My clothing, I put it on, it fits and looks good. I say, hey, that's nice. I comb my hair, I brush my beard, brush my teeth. I say, wow, I have the best teeth. Well, every time I go to the dentist, he says, whatever you're doing with your teeth, you're doing it right. Keep it up. And I just brush them every day and take care of them. And I eat good foods and I'm happy and I have a happy attitude. And I think really the happy attitude I have, knowing that I have everything in life that delights me, knowing that my life is great and beautiful and good, knowing this, what else could I do? What else could I do than to be a happy, joyful, fulfilled person? Because that's what makes the world go round. And that's what makes my life go round. That's what makes everything for me to be a happy, joyful, fulfilled adventure. Everything in life is a happy, joyful, fulfilled adventure when I have a happy attitude within myself. And I live in this happy attitude within myself. I live in this delight that everything I have in life delights me. Everything. All the people, all the places I live, all the clothing I have, all the circumstances I have, all the relationships I have, everything I have in life delights me. And I keep saying that and knowing that. And everything that comes up to me, if it might not be too much my pleasure at the instant it comes up, I say, everything I have in life delights me. And then I begin looking at whatever has come up, and I see it in different eyes. I see it in a different attitude. And I see that truly everything in life does really delight me. So from that point of view, let's all have everything in life that delights us. And know that that is our reality, and that is all that matters. I know it's all that matters to me, and I'm a very, very happy guy. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.